Hey everybody, I know you haven't heard from us in a while, and we didn't want to go too long without checking in. So there's no intro music or anything today, just a quick check-in to answer the question that we keep getting. Are there going to be any more podcasts? And obviously you're listening to my voice now, and so the answer is yes, but we want to give you the full story. First, Scott and I want to thank you for your patience and dedication during our hiatus slash break slash time off or whatever you want to call it. We know it hasn't been easy waiting for information, and it hasn't been easy for us either. It's been 12 and a half years since Jennifer Kesey's abduction, and in our quest to bring awareness to her case, our job has been to follow facts and question evidence in pursuit of the truth of what happened on January 24, 2006. And it hasn't always been easy. On this year and a half long journey that's been the podcast, we've spoken to people who claim to have seen or come into contact with Jennifer and people who believe that they may have come in contact with the person of interest. We've interviewed her family and friends and experts in the field. And one of the major pain points, to those of you that have followed this case, you know this, is how little evidence there was from the beginning. The reasons behind which we have our theories, but we will likely never know for sure. It no longer matters why the case file appears to be so thin. Lucky criminal, shoddy police work, or probably a combination of both. Yes, Jennifer's condo wasn't processed for evidence. And yes, law enforcement didn't take her disappearance seriously. Well, at least until 48 hours after she disappeared, when her car was found. And yes, the video surveillance footage of the person of interest who parked Jennifer's car a mile from her condo wasn't released to the public until, like, a year later. And yes, the frustration is real for us, even more today than when we started over a year ago. And while we've been unable to find Jennifer, what we have found is a community of people who wanted the exact same thing that we did. So many of you have come along with us, and that's why we're checking in today. Because we know you're still here, and we want you to know that we are also. So here's where we are today, which honestly isn't that different from the last time that you heard from us. In the last podcast, we mentioned working with a group of investigators to try to get as much help as possible and restarting the case from day one. Unfortunately, this didn't work out the way we hoped. At the time, it seemed like a promising opportunity, but in the end, there were just too many unanswered questions. And there was something about that potential partnership that it just didn't feel right. So ultimately, we went with our gut, and we put it on ice for the time being. It's not something we've completely taken off the table, but it's just not an active angle right now. If you didn't hear it, we recently had the opportunity to appear on an episode of the Nancy Grace podcast. It's called Crime Stories, and Jennifer's family was on as well. You may want to check that out, and you can find it on all the usual podcast locations like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google Podcasts. In the end, it was another avenue to alert more people to Jennifer's story, and I think it did that, even if it wasn't really necessarily something that you hadn't heard before. Her parents wake up every day with the goal in mind of finding any way they can to get Jennifer's name out there, to get the media involved, to get the police to do their job, and to find Jennifer. And so the least that we can do is attempt to do the same thing. Now, before I go too much farther, I do want to mention our sponsor for this episode. They've been along with us as we kind of continue down this difficult path, and I want to make sure I have a chance to share them with you. Our sponsor today is HelloFresh, and HelloFresh wants busy mom and dads alike to know that dinner just got much easier this back-to-school season. As your family is getting back into the swing of school schedules, let HelloFresh take the guesswork out of meals week after week. HelloFresh's easy-to-follow recipes and pre-measured ingredients come in handy for those hectic school nights when your to-do list is a mile long. Save the rules for the classroom. There's no right or wrong when you're cooking with HelloFresh. Remember, there is something for everyone with three plans to choose from: classic, veggie, or family. You will also feel confident when cooking with HelloFresh because their simple recipes are outlined on a picture step-by-step card. And you're not going to spend all night in the kitchen either, because each recipe only takes about 30 minutes. And for my family, that's been the best part: saving time each night instead of slaving away in the kitchen. It's time to get delicious filling meals delivered right to your door every week for less than $10 a serving with free shipping. For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com/unconcluded30 and enter the code unconcluded30. Again, hit up HelloFresh.com/unconcluded30 and enter unconcluded30. And don't forget that by supporting our sponsors, you're also helping to support our podcast. Now, I wanted to get back to what I was saying before. Since day one, we've looked at every phone call, email, and tip that we've received. Some you've heard, many you haven't. Mostly because they weren't relevant or they couldn't be verified in the course of our investigation. And we still get several things a week directed our way, but so far, or at least I should say lately, all of them haven't really been relevant or they've been discredited. They haven't been the kind that we can share with you. And while law enforcement has never named a suspect in Jennifer's case, except for the general person of interest that was seen parking her car, and as you know, as you've listened to us over the course of the last year plus, we have a self-imposed responsibility not to drag innocent people through the mud. But it is law enforcement's responsibility to follow up on these, leads, these names, these things that we've sent them. And the good news is that in some cases, we know that law enforcement has followed up on some of the things that we've sent over. But to what extent? That's unclear. We've also attempted to keep in touch with many of the people that you've heard from and some that you haven't, with follow-up questions or to find out if they'd had conversations with law enforcement. You know, but a weird thing started happening and a lot of these individuals have broke off contact with us. And these are for reasons that are unclear. We're not really sure. Is it law enforcement telling them to break off contact, or is it by their own choice? If anything, it does have us asking more questions. But to answer the big question of where are we right now, frankly, progress has stopped. And it's only fair that you hear that from us. Not that there's not still hope. We've held nothing back from police through this entire process. And so we still hold on to the hope that they will right some of their prior wrongs. And we hold on to the hope that the next phone call or email is the one that we've been waiting on. And let it be clear, we are here waiting. But the blunt truth is that we're no closer to finding Jennifer now than back in January of 2006. Scott and I have prided ourselves on being honest with you guys, and that's just the truth. We'd love to be wrong, and we'd love to be bringing you a new witness or a new story today. It hurts us not seeing progress. We also know that the work so far hasn't been in vain. Jennifer's story has received renewed attention from the police and the media, and tens of thousands of you have become aware of Jennifer through this podcast. And we thank each and every one of you. And because of you, there is tomorrow. There is hope that the next one is the one that we've been waiting on. We didn't start this podcast for entertainment. We started it to do whatever we could to help bring Jennifer Kessy back to her family. And this has caused us to make some decisions that probably weren't in the best interest of the show. But we made them anyways, because that was our goal, and that was our plan, and that was what we were going to do. And that's never going to change. Joyce, Drew, and Logan deserve closure. They deserve to know what happened to their daughter and sister. And that means that Jennifer's story isn't over. The final chapter hasn't been written. When we started this, we never set an end date or a number of episodes. We said we were going to do as many as it takes. And that hasn't changed. Whenever there's new information, there is going to be a podcast, and you'll be among the first to find out about it. But for now, we're turning the page. In the coming weeks, we're going to be starting a new case. And we've put this off for a while, thinking that maybe it would be a disservice to Jennifer, but we've come to the conclusion that Unconcluded not releasing new episodes is the disservice. Sealed out of sight, out of mind. So in putting out new episodes, even if the new ones aren't on Jennifer, it continues to bring light to Jennifer's case. And when we do have that information to bring you on Jennifer, well, we'll be prepared to do that. And that's where I'm going to leave you guys today. It's probably not what you had hoped to hear, and it's definitely not what we had hoped to share. But that's the reality of where we are right now. So I know I've said it and I'll say it again. We continue to thank you for being along with us, and we look forward to you being there when Jennifer does finally come home. That's all for now.